Is this Barstool?
BarstoolSports.com. Is that right? BarstoolSports.com.
It's your boy KFC.
Become kind of a craze. Become kind of a craze.
Your boy Big Cat.
Kind of a craze. Kind of a craze.
And your boy Feidelberg.
So go to BarstoolSports.com. If you do, God bless you.
You listen to KFC Radio.
KFC Radio episode 156 is brought to you by SeatGeek, which is the single best way to buy tickets. Some people may be out there telling you to use another service, but I don't believe in that guy at all. You got to listen to your boy KFC, who always hooks you up with the best deals and the best products out there. SeatGeek is the best way to get tickets. It's the easiest app, and if you use my promo code right now, they'll send you a $20 rebate after your first SeatGeek purchase. SeatGeek does a ton of things that other ticketing sites can't do. First of all, SeatGeek pulls in tickets from hundreds of online ticket sellers to create a one-stop shop for tickets. They also have a great feature called Deal Score, where it ranks every ticket for your event on a scale of 1 to 100 based on its value and price. And finally, the app makes it seamless and easy. You just got to click a couple times, and bam, you got your tickets. So here's what you got to do. Download the free SeatGeek app today. Enter the promo code KFC into the app when you buy your ticket. And SeatGeek will then send you $20 for free once you've made your first purchase. Also, every ticket on SeatGeek is backed by a 100% guarantee, so you don't have to be one of those scrubs standing outside the stadium with fake tickets or duplicates, and you can't get in. You're never going to have to worry about that with SeatGeek. So download the app and use the promo code KFC and get $20 for free. What's up, fellas? How are we doing today?
Pretty good.
Good. How are you?
A lot of enthusiasm out of you guys there. A lot of...
No, I had to take time to unmute my microphone because I was eating during that whatchamacallit. We're doing it at a new time today. It's at 12:30, right in the middle of lunchtime for me. You gotta kind of do both things, so I had to mute you while you were doing your ad. Not mute you, mute myself.
This whole show is really just an inconvenience for you, huh, John? You gotta dip, you gotta do your tweeting, you gotta
What
blog,
does the dip have to
eat.
Do with anything?
Sometimes it takes you like 30 seconds
Kev,
to respond.
Look, Kev, if you wanna fucking live in the valley, then I can just stop what I'm doing at noon on a motherfucking Wednesday and focus on your radio show. Other times, I need to focus on other work and consuming food to live.
Respect it. Respect it. I mean, this guy here, he's got to eat like, you know, 3 square meals and be all healthy and shit because he hasn't stopped going to spin class. You've got to spin class like 7 days a week for 3 weeks.
I can't wait for Hank to come back. I'm going to drag his ass with me every time.
What a loser this kid is, huh, Dan?
Fuck you. I just haven't been eating. That's my only diet.
Starvation.
I eat a lot, like on the weekends, and then I just try. Yeah. So
I do really well. Work. I do really well with starvation until I crack, and then it's just like
it's over.
Yeah.
Yes, which is why starvation doesn't work. But what do you guys? Is it awkward now that I'm gay that you guys have to do this show?
Well, I mean, there's been a lot of, like, there's always relationship talk and sex talk, and now it's like, dude, wow, all those answers, Dan was talking about fucking dudes.
I actually want to, like, quickly address it because I feel like this is the only place that we can actually talk and not get jumped down our throat by Dave.
Yeah.
I probably should have handled it better on Monday, but the problem is I cannot stand when we let trolls win, and Dave loves to let trolls win. Like, you realize one kid spammed his Periscope and single-handedly made a topic on the rundown. Mm-hmm. And now I have real people asking me if I'm gay. Like, people are asked, like, being like, hey, Big Cat, like, is it actually true? Are you gay? No, I'm not fucking gay. And it's, like, something that I bet you in, like, 5 years people are like, oh, I heard he's gay.
Oh,
just from this one guy.
Dude, these are things that unfortunately just stick. They've done it in the past, too, with trying to get people fired. They want to just fuck with people's livelihoods, fuck with their lives. It's...
Right, and so when people then say, like, oh, Big Cat, like, take it easy. Don't be, like, so, like, upset about it, like, with the IP. Like, dude, it's not really busting balls. Like, busting balls would be, like, hey, that blog is gay. Not, let's start an entire rumor about you know, Big Cat being gay and then keep it going forever. So,
yeah. I mean, they want it both ways. They want to be able to, like, fuck with you. And then when you kind of push back and be like, yo, can you cut it out? Because this is actually, like, annoying me. Oh, you're such a pussy. You're so sensitive. You know, it's like.
And when I want to post their IP addresses, they're like, oh, my God, how could you ever? How could you? We want to be remain anonymous and not have anyone fuck with us back. Like, oh, my God, I can't believe it. I mean, that would be a better place if everyone had their name to everything.
Well, it would just cut out like 99% of our commenters, which I'd be fine with. If you had to post like your Twitter name or your Facebook name or something, it would.
I want to say I've been getting called gay for a long time now, and I love it.
but it's like gay, that's like
I
different
in 2016.
Yeah, that's different though. There's like that's like the joke, like oh he's gay. Like they're actually people who like know me, who are direct, not like know me, but know me through the internet, who are I follow and have you know tweeted at for the last 3 years, direct messaging me and being like, dude, are you actually gay? Like, no, I'm not gay. I don't know how many times I have to fucking say it. So I'm gay now.
Do you maybe now feel like a little bit closer to your boy Aaron Rodgers? Are you maybe like now sympathizing with him? Because
I guess so. Yeah, I've actually never, to my credit, I've never ever made the illusion that he's gay. I've never gone that way.
Right,
I haven't.
But
so,
you know, he's your arch.
I forgot about that.
Your arch enemy, and now you gotta kind of you gotta feel for him. You know?
Yeah. No, I do. I feel he and I are on the same team. But I do say I have never. If you look back, I've never done the cheap route, being like Aaron Rodgers is totally gay. I just think he's awkward and can't handle Olivia Munn because he's awkward and can't handle Olivia Munn.
But again, in his defense, who can handle Olivia Munn?
Right, exactly. Nobody. I have said that as well. Who can handle Olivia Munn? Maybe a gay guy like me could do it.
it's just so ridiculous how when you start like, you know, we're talking about doing girls with Diplo and Sex in the Butt, and it's just the whole thing is so absurd. And now you throw that on the fire. It's just...
Right, and I actually think I'm owning it. Like, I'm making jokes about it. Yeah. You made a joke about it. We're joking about it. But then people are like, you're not owning it enough. Like, what do you want me to do?
Suck a dick on camera,
dude. You guys want me to fucking suck a dude's dick to own this stupid joke started by one 13-year-old in Dave's fucking Periscope? And Dave, I mean, he's getting younger and younger, like, with his brain. It's actually getting scary.
He's going to become like a full-blown child. He's going to be like an elementary school child soon.
He was retweeting his fucking high school stats yesterday. Like,
I didn't see that.
Don't we always make fun of people like that? Like, isn't that the quintessential hardo? Like a 38-year-old man being like, I fucking raked 20 years ago? 20 years ago.
It's actually 20. That's not even an exaggeration.
It's two decades ago. And he's like, that's the kind of guy I write a blog about, being like, this guy's a fucking loser. And that's somehow Dave has tricked the world into thinking that he's not a loser.
And that's the boss, man.
Yeah, that's the boss. That's the dude who's worth a few million. That's the guy who's like built the fucking empire. I don't know. It's, again, the only rational explanation for all of these things always leads back to one thing and one thing only, and it's Portnoy selling his soul. Because nothing else
makes sense. I had some of his high schoolers after my blog today, which I was very upset that, Kevin, you didn't really jump in there hard last night about the CYO bullshit, because Jews in the CYO is it should not be allowed. But anyway, I had like high schoolers tweeting me being like, Portnoy, take Feidelberg to the blacktop and teach him why the Catholics let you play. What the fuck? First of all, I haven't played basketball since I was in CYO, but I've seen Dave play and I really wouldn't be too worried about watching about that. But just like, go get him, Dave. Tell him why you're the best basketball player ever.
It's so, like, the whole culture is just like, all right, well, it's Barstool, so let's like set up a one-on-one challenge and we'll prove who's more of a man. It's like, no, I'm a normal adult. I'm a rational person here. We don't need to.
The perfect example that sums up Dave, and I don't even know if I told you guys this, the Creedop, when he basically blindsided Kevin and I so that he could win a Creedop. So he created this competition so that he could win. He did that. He did it so he could win. Forgot that I had a good voice, lost, and then when we were in San Francisco, said that he doesn't trust any guy who has a good voice and that it's, like, less manly to have a good voice. Meanwhile, he's like, I mean, are we saying every fucking rock star of all time is less manly for having a good voice? So it's like, if I can't rig it to win, then you're a pussy for like whatever else you do.
Yeah, I mean, if you have a good voice, you're gay. That's what it comes down to, right?
That's it's a cut and dry case if you ask me.
All right, let's get into these voicemails today. They're brought to you by BetDSI.com. You know the deal at this point. It's one of the most reliable betting books out there. They set a lot of the lines you work on. They've been around for 16 years, which Portnoy was still. I mean, how old was Portnoy 16 years ago? I guess he was in college at that point. His heydays were done in his baseball career. So they've been around a long time, and they're about as reliable and safe as it gets. So use the promo code BARSTOOL10, and you'll get $10 for free for your next bet. So check it out, betdsi.com. Promo code Barstool10 for $10 free. Got a bunch of voicemails here. I'm flying by the seat of my pants here. I didn't even preview these, so should be an interesting show. Let's start with Grammy talk. That was the big event of the week. Feitelberg, you got to get your say in about your girl, so we'll begin with a Taylor Swift voicemail.
Hey guys, how's it going? Just 11 o'clock, sitting at work still. Just doing that public accounting life like KFC used to. I got a quick Grammys question. Would you rather listen to Taylor Swift talk about how much she loves when other people wins, or would you rather listen to Prez go on his Deflategate spiel? By the way, big Taylor fan. Love you, Feitelberg. See ya.
Love you, Feitelberg. That makes you feel good. So this is obviously going to be there's a line in the sand here. Me and Dan are not Taylor Swift fans. Dan, you called her the female pop star J.J. Watt. I just can't stand her, period. So, Feitelberg, obviously you will listen to Taylor Swift be annoying because you don't even find it annoying, I guess.
No, I don't. First of all, let's see one thing. Totally agree about the J.J. Watt thing. I said that on – I was on, like, the brunch podcast, like, a couple weeks ago, and I said that. I was like, yeah, she's J.J. Watt. 100% is. A lot of it's an act. I don't know how much it was on the Grammy show because, I mean, like, Ed Sheeran is her best friend. That's not debatable. They've, like, been touring together for 10 years. That so like her going nuts and clapping for her best friend winning, I thought that was like so overdone.
She
like,
stole. Oh, look she at stole her. It,
like she this stole dude the video known for she, 15
she,
years.
She stole the moment, and yeah. then when she hugged Selena,
didn't
steal,
that yeah, she was did. Weird. She stole
dude,
the
like,
moment.
Dude, don't put the fuck like don't put the kid. It's like saying like Kendrick Lamar stole her moment because he rolled her eyes when she won. Don't put a fucking camera on him. People react.
No, I mean, it's a chicken and egg thing because they know that the Grammys know that the best ratings will be like Taylor Swift knows the cameras are on her and she knows that like she can do this over the top. If she just had a normal reaction where it's like Ed Sheeran walked up and they hugged, the cameras wouldn't be on her like that. They would have cut. There's a delay on those. So,
they're on everybody. They were on Kendrick Lamar. It was like, oh, Kendrick Lamar wasn't happy that Taylor
she
Swift
She knows what she's doing, though. I understand
I'm
the best
sure friend. She plays a – I am saying that. But, like, it was also, a genuine reaction. She was happy for her good friend.
What about the handshake?
I didn't really – the Vine, I didn't really
– What about the call
it
out?
It was stupid. But, like, again, you just keep shoving cameras in front of a person. It's like things that are stupid.
No, you put a camera on me. I'm not doing a goofy orchestrated handshake with someone. Like that's her and her. Like look at me. I'm gonna be like the
like every baseball player does though. Like
yeah, but they're fucking like Latin baseball players.
Yeah, dude, that's like not cool.
Like a, she's like right. a corny, cheesy, tall, white gangly shit. White girl.
Yeah,
I don't think a handshake right. is insane. So, I thought it was lame, but like, I'm not like holy shit. The person who's like just achieved their life goal did a handshake.
Here's so this is the answer to this question. It was what was the question? It was listen to Taylor's or watch Taylor Swift or listen to Dave's rant on Deflategate.
Yes.
Here's I'd actually pick Dave, and here's why.
Wow.
You guys don't know this because you weren't in San Francisco. Dave is exhausted from Deflategate. He doesn't like doing it anymore. He like even said you can tell he doesn't have the heart in it anymore. He realizes how ridiculous it is to keep talking about it. Because he would force it on every casting couch guest, and it would just like drain the energy out of it. It would drain the energy out of him, and he would say it after. He'd be like, "I don't want to talk about this anymore, but I have to talk. Like, I have to talk about it with Felger. I have to bring it up to Ian Rappaport." You can tell that it's beating him down. So to have him have to keep doing it would be knowing that.
Yeah, that's a little inside him. Info there. That changes everything.
Yeah.
I still don't think I could sit through Taylor, though. I mean, every time she opens her mouth, Feitelberg. Every time. Listen, if you like her music, it's one thing. But you can't like her as a person, man.
That's been my stance for about a year
right,
now.
I wasn't
like,
sure.
She's annoying on camera. But the cameras are always on her. So it's like Dan said, the chicken and the egg thing. Like, yeah, she's annoying on camera. Just stop putting cameras on her all the fucking time.
Do you think she looked very attractive at the Grammys?
I mean, I think she's a really skinny girl. I think she's gorgeous. Like, I think she's like, I guess like you'd almost describe her as like, not when she dresses like that. Like it wasn't a great dress for sure. Not for her body type at all.
Terrible.
But like a lot of the times, I guess you could describe her as like an old school beautiful. Like she like dresses like elegantly a lot.
Yeah.
So like that's like when she's like every time when she's like coming out of the gym, she looks like the fucking first lady coming out. Like she's got like her purse on her hand like that.
Mm-hmm.
So like, do I find it sexually appealing? No, not totally. But like it's, she's pretty.
Selena smashed her.
I know Selena doesn't do it for me,
so much
though.
Hotter.
Dude, this is a thing, too, because a lot of people were tweeting me. being like, I don't think Selena's attractive at all. And that's
she
like...
She still has... Well, she looked awesome at the Victoria's Secret Fashion Show, whenever that was. But again last night, she went back to like having like baby fat, which isn't a problem.
She's on team fat face.
Yeah, she
which
definitely
it's
has
not,
that
it's not a problem with me as far as like having a fat face goes, but like she just looks really childish. And like, her and Ariana Grande are still in that like, you look too young for me to want to fuck you.
Grande has that way too
doesn't
tiny
that suck to get
look,
to that but... age?
Yeah.
When you're like, oh, there's like a 20-year-old, and you're like, oh, that's way too young. To...
Right.
It's terrible. It really is. Let's get another Grammys. Oh, by the way, we have video back today. I figured it out. I meant to get some normal fucking headphones, and I didn't do it in time. So that's why I have these ridiculous black people headphones on. You know, just get it. I want to get out in front of that one before it's a fucking thing. I have to
welcome back to our ugly mugs.
Yep. More Grammys talk.
Yes, I'm KFC. Simple question. You can pick any musical person to host the Grammys. Because LL Cool J's cool and all, but I don't know.
Pick the next Grammys.
What?
Hold
on.
This is why I need to fucking screen
wait, play
things.
It again. I want to hear it again.
So
that was funny. I want to hear it again.
I'll play it, but I'm just saying it's listed as pick the next Grammys host. So I'm thinking it's just going to be a voice be like, hey, guys, if you could pick anybody to host the Grammys, who is it going to be? And this is how it comes down.
Dude, he bailed on himself. He quit on himself.
Simple question. You could pick any musical person to host the Grammys. Because LL Cool J's cool and all, but... I don't know.
I don't know. Just like realized he's like this question fucking sucks.
I thought it was just gonna be such an easy like. Well, who do you want to host the fucking Grammys? Oh man, the callers of KFC Radio. Like how...
I like that guy because you know what he like didn't he just gave up and sometimes you just got to know when to bail. He didn't try to like keep going and start. Right. Thinking of random people that made no sense or weren't that funny. He's just like, you know what? I don't know. Fuck
one of
I'll
the
do
most...
that with stories all the time. Like,
yes.
When the second I have a story about him, I'm like, bail. This isn't working. I'm just
get out.
Yep.
Get out. This is fucking stupid.
It happens to absolutely everybody. Good storytellers, bad storytellers. You think something's funny. The crowd doesn't. You can tell when you've lost the circle. You're standing at the bar and people just start looking around. You just pull the parachute, pull the cord, and get the fuck out of there.
Yeah,
and
that story sucked. Move on.
And you know what? Usually it's when you're trying to be funny and you're not getting laughs. And if you stop and you're like, this story fucking sucks. I'm done with it. People will probably laugh. So you kind of like accomplish your goal anyway. And you haven't ruined everyone's fucking 15 minutes. Let's try to throw something out there. Who do
you know
want
what? Let's
Grammys?
Do this. I will say, and this will start a different discussion, but I would say I'd love to see Kanye host it.
Oh,
Kevin. Here we go. Let's hear it, Kevin. Old grumpy Kevin, old white dude.
I don't understand
clouds.
I don't understand this because you absolutely have to admit that Kanye West has completely changed his style. And yeah, he went a little bit back to his.
He has changed his style on every album his entire career.
That's not true.
Oh, the first two were the same.
Yeah, Late Registration, College Dropout, and even Graduation were all like very much the original Kanye. And then he went 808s and Yeezus and shit got really weird. And now this one was a little bit back to normal rap, but a lot of weird shit too. And if you like that weird shit, fine. But I just don't get people who are like, how can you not like this? When he clearly does music that's like very, very different. That's
I mean, this is it's a medley of like his whole career, I think. That's what I mean. I didn't mean like every single album, but like it's this isn't the first time ever that he's changed his style. And this I think is like a collection of all of it. It's really not. It's like almost like a haphazardly thrown together album that somehow just works. And I think it's awesome. It's got every single part of Kanye. If you like Kanye, it's in this album. Whether you like old Kanye, new Kanye, 808's Kanye, it's in this album.
Well,
the beats are fire.
I think the old Kanye songs are not as actually good as the real old Kanye. Like I like the ones that are. I liked Real Friends. I liked. No More Parties in L.A. I like 30 Hours. I like Famous because they're all just like the normal rap songs. But I wouldn't put them on par with the other shit he did, Late Registration, Graduation, College Dropout.
Yeah, that's one of those situations where I think that's a time, and music is like this because it's very much a time and place. Kevin, you and I are the same age.
True.
That those Kanye albums came out when we were in college, when we were partying.
Yes.
Every single party you went to was bumping it. It was like a, such a vibe and like a young person thing. So I don't know if we'll ever be able to recapture that.
No.
And like music has a lot of emotion involved in it with it.
For sure. I mean, I'm listening to Kanye now just like sitting in my fucking computer with a baby crying.
Well, dude,
I'm going to hate everything right now.
But like if you listen to the things too, that I mean like he's doing exactly what you're – like you said you were with Kanye when it was the college, the party. Like, you're the same life as Kanye now. Like, how you talk about aging with your viewers, aging with our readers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what he's doing. He's got songs about how he's, like, worried about how he's, like, too famous and he's not a friend anymore. Worried about how good a dad he is. Worried if he's a proper husband. Like, that's kind of...
It's grown on me a lot. I've listened to it probably about 5 times in the last 2 days. I actually really like it now.
I can understand what you're saying, John, that there's, like, some substance to it. I'm not really necessarily saying that, like, the songs are not, like, quality songs. I just... that sound doesn't appeal to me.
And but the sound... The sound was just crazy. The sound's the best part. Every beat is fucking awesome.
I mean, the
production on this album is insane.
Music's funny, and it happens with Future and with Kanye, where people can't just let someone not like it. Like,
that's the way. It's not even just music; it's everything. That's how a debate, like that's how talking about things work. It's what we do on this show all the time. Is we're like, oh, you don't like this? Well, here's why I like it, and here's why you're wrong. It's like the whole website.
No, I hear you. I mean, it's
everything
it's
is like, incorrect.
If I told you that I don't like the color green and you were just like, no, green is the best color. With music, it's tough to like argue a point because it's so subjective. But I'm not saying it's not like quality. I'm not saying he like put out bad songs. I'm saying it's a whole different sound and style that doesn't work with me. I've always had a high standard, but with certain people, like when Kanye puts out an album, when Dr. Dre puts out an album, like unfairly of me, anything less than like a classic is like, they failed. Because in my mind, it's just like they've raised the bar so high for themselves that, you know, it's almost impossible. But a couple songs here and there that I like, to me, that's not like a successful Kanye album in my eyes. Obviously, I'm in the minority here and I'm the old white guy and it's a massive success. But I'm just saying, it's such a different sound. I don't get why people can't be like, all right, if you don't like that sound...
The sound, that's fine. The thing I don't get is always how people... Like you just said too, like how people don't want the artist to age ever, where it's like he's not writing about like stuff like you wrote about in Late Registration. Like, he's got a totally different life. Like it's a different beat. He's a much different person now. That's how artistry works, really.
When Jay-Z said, "If you want my old stuff, go buy my old albums," I get that, right. But he strayed so far in my mind. Like there is really not that much aside from, like I said, a few songs that it's like I wish he kind of stuck to his bread and butter a little bit, as opposed to like. He's, like, trying to age in my mind, trying to be different rather than just...
But he's doing it, like, really successfully.
I know.
Future and Drake, like, they don't ever exist if it wasn't for Kanye's, like, 808s and fucking Yeezus and shit like that. Like, they were... I guess Yeezus was after Drake, but, like, Future was, like, that's all, like, that same, like, kind of, like, heavy beat fucking, like, trap type shit that I think Kanye kind of took more mainstream.
Right, but the thing that's why that comment works perfectly is because I don't like that. I don't like Future. I don't like the weird auto-tune moaning groaning shit. So it is this new sound that he's being successful with, but I don't like it. So I'm like, fuck this. Go back. You know, I don't want you to be successful with that.
I will say this, and first of all, it's pretty hilarious. Like that was your segment of three white dudes breaking down rap in 2016. But Kanye.
That's what this show has been. It's been like, I don't like my boss, and let's talk about rap.
Kanye's Twitter rants he's got to stop.
God,
because now it's not like it's not unique anymore. It's not like, oh shit, Kanye's going off. It basically is like, oh, I go get a cup of coffee, Kanye's going off. I go take a shit, Kanye's going off. He's going off right now. He's doing shit right now, like as we speak. So he's. I don't know if he – like I think it was planned at first to kind of get a little attention. Now he needs to stop because I've actually been Team Kanye all the way through and this is too much.
Yesterday was my favorite when he was like trying to get us to cry for his friend who makes 90 grand a year.
Yeah.
Dude, when I saw that number, I was like, hold up. Wait a second. That's a lot, right? They're doing the math on my calculator. Yeah. Like what the fuck is this shit? And just in general, like – again, I always want Kanye to just, like, be a rapper, and I understand that he's, like, grown and wants to be more than that. But when I saw that first tweet, like, I think textbooks should cost less money. I'm like, shut the fuck up, dude. Why are you talking about textbook prices? Nobody, I don't want to hear that from Kanye West, man. I get that's what he's trying to be, but to me, it's like, God, you are exhausting and annoying.
But yeah. I always get, I do have such like, I empathize with that so much because like there's times like pretty much every tweet I ever send, like someone will be like, I don't give a fuck about that. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, I know,
I'm like, then fucking unfollow me. Fuck you. I don't give a fuck about you. Like, this is my like medium to say whatever the fuck I want. I don't give a shit if you don't want to hear it. There's a button right there. Like, it's kind of the same thing with Kanye. I guess it's tougher with Kanye, whereas...
I actually don't follow Kanye. Not trying to be, like, a hardo or whatever, but it's in the news.
No, I don't
like,
either.
When he does it, I have to go check, and I blog it, and it's like...
It's the rants. It's the rants that are exhausting. If it was one tweet here and there, who cares? It's just, like, you can't just... You can't pretend to have a ton of stuff on your mind and spit it all out 17 consecutive days in a row.
Yeah. When something
it's just
happens,
not possible.
When there's something like the Wiz Khalifa thing, like that, there's a reason for it. Now it's just constantly like, I mean, this is what people say is like they don't like about Twitter. It's just like this dude is pouring out his brain all the fucking time, and it's never normal. It's like Larry King's rants. It's the same thing. It's just constant, though.
Right, right.
All right, so done with Kanye. I'm getting exhausted talking about Kanye the same way Dave is exhausted about Deflategate. It's only been a couple weeks versus like
I can't believe Dave's just getting tired of talking about Deflategate. I've opened up every Deflategate blog for the last like 6 months with, I can't believe I have to fucking do this, but it's in the news. I can't believe it's like just sitting
happening
on him
now.
That he's tired of it.
Exactly, I know. Unbelievable. Let's stick with football a little bit here.
Hey, what's up, guys? My question is pretty simple. If you met the perfect girl, no matter, you know, whatever looks, personality, she was just perfect, but she had a Jason Pierre-Paul hand, would you go out with her? Any circumstances, do you go out with a girl with a Jason Pierre-Paul hand? All right, viva.
Feitelberg with a classic Feitelberg reaction. I mean, I think Feitelberg...
Stupid-ass fucking question that is. Fuck no.
Whoa! Oh, I thought for sure you were going to say yes the way you were shaking
She's
your head.
No in every other way,
dude.
Oh,
no
way. Oh, look at you. This is like Shallow Hal.
Yeah.
You know, like, I was gonna say like, my vanity is on another level where it's like it's the same thing. It's always really where it's like, you know, would you rather actually fuck the hot girl or have people think you fucked the hot girl? Would you rather like have people think you're fucking this hot girl until they see your alien hand? Like, no, I'll take a normal, moderately attractive girl over a girl with like beautiful until like what if you're fucking and that thing just comes up and like grabs your face. Are you kidding me? Get the fuck
I think you
out.
Just I think you honestly just like get you're like, oh yeah, I can only fuck with handcuffs, and you just handcuff the claw to the bed.
Yeah, so this
is there back? Forever. Yeah, every time
it slips right out. She doesn't have a thumb, right? It's just like
no, there's like there's like something there that was a thumb.
Well, John, you said the other day your number one is Olivia Munn, right?
Yeah, I'd say Olivia Munn is probably the hottest girl on the planet.
If Olivia Munn goes and has a fireworks accident, you're not going to date her.
If there's a difference between a fireworks accident and a Jason Pierre-Paul situation, because that dude, it's not.
That's how he hurt his hand.
That's how he hurt his hand.
No, I understand that, but what transpired following that is his hand is more mangled than I even ever imagined.
Well, okay, if Olivia Munn haven't had a fireworks accident.
If she blows off a pinky nail, I'll consider it.
No, she has a firework accident. It looks like that paw. You're not going to date Olivia Munn and fuck her every other way you want and all that shit. You're just going
to be it's harder to really acknowledge because his hand is so monstrous. It looks so ridiculous.
Yeah, like a girl's
hers would be
hand.
So much more petite and all that.
Yeah.
It would still weird me out. Is it like dating, marrying, fucking? What's the deal here again,
dude? No, she's
you gotta be with her, like dating. You're in public with her.
This guy said that it's the perfect girl, looks, personality, everything. You wouldn't take the perfect girl for a fucking fucked
well,
up
it's
paw.
Clearly not the perfect girl, guys.
Well, I know. Well, that's the thing. I mean, it's. I would have a hard time saying like no. Just fucking pretend it's like a. Like, you know how when you see people with wonky eyes, when they have a lazy eye, you just don't look at it? Like,
rude. It's rude, John.
I think a wonky eye probably be worse than the hand, to be honest. I'll say this. If I was already
that is true. No, that's absolutely true. Because you have to look into someone's eyes. You don't have to look at someone's hands.
Are you guys fucking done? This is bullshit. This is bullshit, this whole segment. Fuck you guys.
It's so fucking awkward to look at someone.
I just look at Dan the whole fucking show.
Yeah.
All right, how about this for another wrinkle, though? Let's say you're already dating the perfect girl.
That one I'm in.
Both
that one
hands, she loses it. You stay with her?
Yeah, this is like the cancer question of the other day. She could be the worst person alive if she loses her hand on marrying her. That's just like, oh, I can't dump you now.
By the way,
let's not throw out the fact that this person now, if this is like your girlfriend or wife, that's an instant conversation starter that you don't – like when you go to cocktail parties and dinner parties and shit you don't want to be at. I'm just saying. Like, Kevin, you know, you've been in that situation where you're like, I don't want to fucking talk to these people. It's like, just check out her fucking puppy. See that shit? It's crazy.
That is a nice wrinkle where, like, you can play, like, the bar games, like, pretend you just accidentally cut her fingers off. You
know? Right. There's an intangible here that you kind of don't realize until you get into that situation.
If your girl's got a mangled hand, you can own the room easily.
Yes.
You can really own that room.
If she's got a good sense of humor, which this person said she's a perfect personality, so that's partly has a good sense of humor. You can make people feel real uncomfortable. Just be like I'd just take her fucking paw and throw it in a drink. I'd have her do that. Just go and like put her hand in drinks. What the fuck would that be? The fuck
is that? I'm coming around on this, obviously. I still think there would be some kind of bedroom rules. Because if like, you can't pet me with your hand, you can't like that has to stay behind my back at all times or like under a pillow when it's doggy style. Like that. I guess probably I'd get used to it.
No, you know what you do? It's like what JPP does. You got to wrap that shit up.
Even that, I think that would just remind me. I need to just not be able to see it.
Okay.
Like, even if I, like, behind the head, under the pillow, I don't know. I like the hand behind the back grab.
Can't do that, though.
That's a nice one, and you can't, that really hurt my shoulders doing that. This is not good. I guess that would be off the table in this circumstance.
I think that would be
even when you're banging a person who you know is deformed. Now this has happened to me, but I feel like your mind, it's like reading a book. Your mind travels to a different place and you forget about its existence until it pets you in the face. You snap back into reality like I'm fucking a freak.
I got to be honest, I did not see date her because it's a conversation piece coming. Like I'm just envisioning Dan at some like awkward work function happy hour. Like, hi Dan, how are you? Well, my wife's got one hand and the other one's mangled. So how are you doing, Jim? Like,
but seriously, I'm saying the way this person's described it, this girl has the perfect personality. If she has the perfect personality, that means she has a sense of humor. That means when we go places, she always puts out that hand to handshake. She always does shit that makes me laugh knowing how mangled and gross her hand is. Like, I can live with that. If you can laugh, you can do
love. If you can laugh, you can love, man.
Right.
It doesn't matter if you're a mangled, disfigured, one-armed freak. Oh, my God. Let's see what else we got here. Here's one that's going to make you think.
Hey, KFC. Got a quick question for y'all. If your pet turned into a girl, would you date it? Simple question. Viva.
No. What?
Yeah. Think about
this. This guy just asked about pet bestiality.
No, she turns into the other way. Girl. She becomes a human girl. So it's especially
Twilight thing.
Now, it's tough for me because Duncan's a dude, so you would have to become a human and then a girl. But you guys have girls. So, like,
my girls are the best. They just lie on the couch all day. All right, it's so amazing.
Stella does as well. Here's the only problem, and this is being totally honest with this. I mean, Stella has awful breath. I don't know.
Duncan's breath, it's gone to straight garbage. It used to smell, I used to call it tuna breath. I was like, oh, man, your breath smells like tuna fish. Now it smells like a dumpster. It's disgusting.
We got Stella's... Stella's teeth cleaned, took her to the vet, like they put her down for a day, they clean her teeth. You're supposed to brush your dog's teeth every day, which is crazy. No one fucking does it.
Fucking break.
So instead I pay the $300 every like 2 years to get her teeth cleaned. So we did it. She gets back. Her breath smells awesome. Probably lasted 48 hours. Yeah. Back to garbage. It's just garbage, garbage, garbage.
Dude, think about your own fucking mouth. And they actually eat garbage and shit and all that stuff. Yeah. If we don't brush our teeth for 48 hours, we smell like shit. They, of course, are going to smell that way. But yeah, I would not want to have sex with a girl with that kind of breath.
My problem is, I think they're like siblings to me.
Yeah,
now.
That's why it's a question.
I'm already in love with them. So, like, I can't, like you, if that makes sense.
Do you think
I've already been obligated to fall in love with you, so I can't like you after that.
What if they turn into, like, two hot chicks, though? Do you think you could have a threesome with Maisie and Maddie? They were, like, smokes?
No, just saying that, no.
Just can't, you couldn't do it. What if they were, like, I really, like, really want to fuck you, it's okay, I know that, like, we're supposed to be, like,
no, like, the more you talk about it, the more off I am. No. Definitely not. It's like, it really is. They're like siblings. They're like siblings.
It would be like if you found out your cousin wasn't your cousin, you wouldn't then be like, let's fuck. Because it's still in your head.
I've spent my whole life with you as a relative.
Right.
Just the fact that it's not real doesn't, just like on OJ last night. Like, just the fact that the Uncle Juices pretend doesn't mean he's not their uncle.
Right.
Like,
right.
Just because we don't share DNA literally,
doesn't mean we're not family. Right. I mean, I can't even think about it because Duncan's my buddy, and then I'd have to be gay. So I don't know. Maybe it's better for Dan if he had a boy dog. I'm not sure. Dan, do you watch the OJ show?
Yes, I do.
Do you like it?
I didn't watch this week. I think it is. I wish it had consciously tried to be worse, if that makes sense.
Yeah, like go all the way bad?
Yeah. So it's like bad, but there's a little bit of good to it, and it's kind of an interesting story. So I wish it had either been done better, so no Cuba Gooding Jr., mm-hmm. or had gone like the Rob Lowe, Drew Peterson Lifetime movie route, because then it would have been like hilarious.
Right, turned into like a Sharknado sort of event.
Yeah, it's totally stuck in the middle.
I will say though, this episode that you missed this week gets better. Like they Cuba's only in it for like 2 minutes.
That's good.
And
he's so bad.
It's Marshall
and
Clark.
Travolta is such a creep.
So creepy.
It's like, oh,
is he supposed to be though? I don't know what Robert Shapiro was like. But he's
That's
so
like
weird.
Travolta playing Travolta.
Exactly.
So fucking weird.
He's so self-aware. It's so weird. His mouth doesn't move when he talks, and he's all plastic and shit.
I'm just thinking of him like hitting on dudes at gyms at like 4 a.m. Like,
this is another thing, that OJ show where people seem to be divided, like, and they cannot hear the other side of it. Like, some people think
people are saying it's like exceptional,
bro. There are people who are saying Cuba Gooding Jr. is like turning in a powerful
insane.
Performance, and that it's like a riveting, captivating TV.
That's insane.
He's just like, so whiny and fucking annoying. All like, I am not an actor. I am probably a bad actor if I tried. I could do what Cuba Gooding's doing.
Seriously,
it's like so whiny and bitchy. And I kind of am like that. So I could just do that. I could go in blackface and be OJ.
But
I'm even a little bit bigger. I'd be more believable as him. Because he didn't do one fucking push-up for that. Right?
I mean, it tells you everything. Last night I was out doing shit. So I had just enough time to like watch one show. And I will obviously watch Better Call Saul before OJ. I mean, that's the show. That's like good acting in a show. OJ is like a throwaway show that you watch because it's the middle of February.
And I think right now it's just the most talked about because it's an event and it's a true story. And also, I mean, the OJ story is the greatest story ever told. The circumstances will never be the same ever again. It's the most ridiculous thing I think that's like ever happened. So even if it's bad, people are going to be captivated by it. But the people who like it, it's like they're telling you the sky is yellow. And when you're like, what are you talking about? They think you're the idiot. They're like, this is the best. This is unbelievable. And I can't even, it's like you can't even have a conversation about it because they just are so far gone. Schwimmer is terrible. Travolta
terrible.
Is so creepy. Cuba is awful.
The Kardashian kids are.
Oh, and let me just say a piece about that. Because crazy. Now people are trying to tell me, and I understand the point of it. It's not going over my head. The point is that they're like fame whores, and in this story and in this saga, fame corrupted OJ and corrupted everybody, and the Kardashians are like a modern-day case of that. I understand all that. I don't need it being jammed down my throat by the Kardashian kids. If you want to talk about fame corrupting people in the OJ Simpson case, use OJ Simpson. I don't need to see 12-year-old Kim Kardashian. So people trying to defend that, that's another thing. They're just like, no, that's smart. I like it. Get lost, idiots. Hey, if you wanted to become a new Barstool blogger, everyone's always asking me, how do you join up? Well, the new rule is that the website that you got to make, your trial website to audition, has to be a Weebly.com designed website. And that's not just because they're an advertiser. It's because I want you to make an audition site that looks good and functions good and operates good so that my man K. Marco can easily read it and see if you're funny or not. Weebly.com creates websites for people who you don't have to have any sort of background in technology. You don't have to know how to code anything. It's for anybody who wants to start their own business, start their own blog, and go after their dream. So it's easy. You drag and drop. You quickly build it. You can have sounds, colors, lights, everything implemented that you want. And you can customize it to anything you like. So go to Weebly.com. That's Weebly.com/KFC and get started for free today. You could be, who knows, the next Barstool blogger if you design yourself a good enough site.
Or at least if you design a good site, maybe you'll get to be the next Barstool site designer since we still haven't found someone who can do that yet.
Yo, I guess it really hasn't been that long, but nothing has changed at all. We've probably only gotten worse.
No, we've gotten worse. Yeah. Since DevNest 8 was like an unmitigated disaster in every single way.
How about...
What's up, KFC? It's Connor. Me and my buddies were throwing this question around. Would you rather live freely in Russia, like just like an average Russian citizen, or live in like a rich person American jail, like what Martha Stewart went to? Well, we're divided. No doubt in my mind, you live in the rich person American jail because...
Russia!
Perfect question right now, because our boys Hank and Clem are probably like over Russia right now or some shit. Who knows? Like we said, Dan, I don't understand how the Earth works. I don't understand how you get there.
I don't think – I haven't noticed a lull in tweets yet. Maybe right now, actually. But like when I went to bed, he was tweeting. When I woke up, he was tweeting. I guess it's midday for us, nighttime for them. I'm still trying to figure out the time zone.
I haven't even thought about that
yet. The craziest thing is they're coming back like tomorrow.
It takes like 36 hours to fly there, and they're gonna go for like 4 days.
Yeah, he's like, Dave was like, yeah, they're there till Saturday. Well, Saturday in Russia is basically like tomorrow night. I mean, I think they're getting right back on a plane.
Well, in their defense, I would probably I wouldn't do this at all.
No.
So, but if I had to, I probably would minimize the amount of time I have to be in Latvia.
Right, what was the question again? I forgot it.
The question is kind of ridiculous. It's would you rather live in Russia freely or in a white-collar prison in America? I think as this is coming from me with all my red X's over every country in the world, even a white-collar Martha Stewart prison, it's still prison.
No, white-collar prison's dope.
Is it though? I mean, because you don't have to worry about anything.
Like, what do you have to worry about?
That's true. You don't have to worry about, like, rent or bills or anything, right?
Nothing. Yeah, nothing. You don't have to worry about, you know, rent, bills, family, you know, trying to be a good person to people. Like, you just live. You just exist.
But isn't there still some level of, like, you're going to get roughed up by inmates and shit like that? It's not a fucking party, is it?
No. I agree with Dan on pretty much everything, but I'm still choosing freedom.
No,
like I don't think there's a fear of being roughed up or anything like that. I'd still rather be as like I'm just a normal Russian, right? I'm not like a dirt poor Russian. I'm just a middle class Russian.
Right. Yeah. I was gonna say if you want to like make the like you're in Siberia or something like that. Right. I think you could just live in like Moscow and it's a relatively regular city. But why would you not want to be in prison? What would be like the main white collar prison issue?
Yeah, I can't imagine they get drunk too much there.
Yeah, I was gonna
dance or like have fun really. Like you have fun, you have prison fun, but like you really don't like go out and have fun.
But see, we're not doing that anyway. Me and Dan aren't fucking going out and doing anything. So
yeah, you go out. Shut up.
I don't have fun anymore. It's not fun.
Yeah, it's definitely not fun, and it's so few and far between that if you could give me the choice of like. Like you've said, you don't have to worry about bills or people or family, and it's just like a vacation from life. It would be on the table, John. My first instinct was...
Whoa, hang on here. Is this like I go to white-collar prison for 5 years and then I can live in America again? Or I go to my rest of my life in white-collar prison?
Going the rest of your life. Russia
or America. Oh, fuck that, man.
Prison.
Like, I have friends I'd like to see and like go to bars with. Like rest of your life, guys. It's a long time. It's way too long, but it's a long time we still have here.
Wait,
I honestly like, don't think it's
if I could cut it in half, I would, but I can't, and I'd survive like another 50 to 60 years in a white collar prison.
I hear you. I hear what you're saying, but like when you say I want to like see friends at the bar, I just don't want to do that anymore.
No.
If you couldn't, you would want to.
That is true, actually, because now that the kid is here, like I obviously can't do anything most of the time, and I'm like, fuck, I really want to like go see the boys. And like before she was here, I never did that. Like they'd be out, and I'd be like, oh, I'm good, man.
I guess it also has to do with being in the winter, but I mean, when I'm thinking about what I have fun doing, it's basically just going to Cubs games. So good thing I'm going to New York.
You're basically going to prison.
The only fun thing I do on my own free time is being taken away from me.
Lucky you, man. Let's talk about lying about your age.
What's up, KFC, Fights, Big Cat. Long-time listener, first-time caller. I'm from Jersey. So I'm calling today because I want to know what age I should lie and say I'm at a bar. I'm 23. I just graduated UConn, so obviously I've never really dealt with this before. But I was kind of hooking up with like a 30-year-old chick who's a flight attendant in a bar in Boston on Saturday. And when I told her my real age, she was turned off at me saying I'm 23. So I'm wondering what age I should, like, blanket lie that I am in a bar that I could probably hook up at any age.
What's the perfect lying age?
23.
You would just go, you would just tell the truth?
Yeah. If a 30-year-old gets upset about a 23-year-old, that's kind of on her rather than it is on you.
I think that's going to happen more often than you think. I think most 30-year-old chicks would be like, oh, I'm robbing the cradle with a 23-year-old.
For a one-night stand?
Well, I mean, for a one-night stand, probably not. But if you're trying to, like, seal... First of all, if it hasn't happened yet, you're trying to, like, seal the deal, or you want anything consistent, I think if you say that you're, like,
I guess,
7
like,
years younger
I
than
I guess
six,
27,
would,
if you're like...
I was going to say 26, 27. 28, I think you would get exposed as a fraud.
Yeah, I think 27 was the first thing that came... Well, it's also when we always talk about, Dan, like, when you make the switch... From like younger to old, it's around 27. So if you try
it's
to be 28, you try to be 28 and you're at the bar and you're like ripping shots and you're like, that's not a 28-year-old, you know?
Right.
But 27, you kind of still are. So it's that good in between. I think it was the first thing that popped into my head too. It's like that sweet spot where you're old enough that young girls are going to be impressed with you. You're old enough that the older chicks are like, ah, he'll do. But you're not too old.
Let me tell you, since I turned 27, man, I've been cleaning up.
You've just been beating them off with a stick, right, bud?
Yeah, man, it's living the life as a 27-year-old.
That's not a product of your age. It's a product of your laziness, John. You are a young, relatively good-looking 27-year-old man with enough, like, you know, quote-unquote fame where you live that you really could be getting laid left and right, and you just choose not to. So that's really the case. Maybe not. They're not all attractive. Maybe they're not all the best girl in the world, but you could probably go out and fuck a chicken boss on like every single night. And you just don't want to.
That would take be the most exhausting thing
I'm just saying.
Ever.
I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear about you not getting laid because you could. You know what I mean?
Whatever.
We do a couple more.
That was like a dad speech, only like the opposite, where it's like, you have so much potential. You could go out there. You could go like... You could be a world beater. You're a smart kid, only it's like you could stick your dick in a lot of things.
You could fuck like 6 out of 10s, man. You really could do it, John. We'll do a couple more voicemails here. Those are going to be brought to you by Uber. Drive with Uber. It's the best way to make money. John, we just said how lazy you are. Even you, I think, would hop in a car and just drive around and make money. That's all you got to do. Just drive around.
I could do
around.
That, Kevin.
You
I could definitely do that.
You absolutely could. And the thing is, you know, if you want to get your 5-star rating, you can chat people up and give them gum and water and phone chargers and all that. Or you could just get in the car and drive and not say a word to them. Sometimes I love it when my Uber driver just shuts up. So you could legitimately just drive in circles in your town and get cash deposited directly to your account. Nothing to worry about, nothing to deal with. All you need is a license, a car, and a smartphone. You download their app. You find where people are. You pick them up. You drop them off. And they just give you money. You don't even have to go cash the check. It just goes directly into your bank account. It's could be life-changing money, so start enjoying the flexibility of working when you want and earning extra money on your schedule. Sign up to Drive with Uber today. Go to drivewithuber.com. That's drivewithuber.com. A couple more, and we'll wrap it up on this early edition of KFC Radio.
Why is this early, by the way? What are we doing today?
I am interviewing Turtle from Entourage, and he was only available on Thursday, so we just flip-flopped. Let's talk about racism. We haven't really talked about racism yet.
Yeah, what up, KFC? It's fucking Drew from New Jersey. Got a quick scenario to run by you guys. Fucking, I'm hooking up with this Puerto Rican chick. And I mean, she's Puerto Rican, but she's not, like, noticeable. She got the curly ass hair, but she's not, like, you know, like, dark and speaking Spanish and shit like that. But she's cool as fuck, so I may want to bring her home to my parents. And my parents may or may not be racist. So what do I say to them to kind of ease them into the whole expectation of them not being white and shit like that? Fucking, I don't know what to do, so just let me know.
Racist parents. Maybe we'll start with Feidelberg on this one?
No, this isn't the place to start. My parents are very not racist. I would, I don't know what I would do. That's a tough one.
That's really tough.
Like if your parents are just like straight up racist,
your parents are just shitheads.
Yeah, like
I would not bring them home. I guess. Yeah. I don't know. That seems like a tough one to get advice for. Especially like who's really racist against Hispanic people, like Latin Americans.
I feel like Kevin is.
Yeah, sure.
Why? They're hardworking people.
No, not Puerto Ricans.
here we go.
Mexicans, yes. Not Puerto Ricans, man. You go to the fucking Puerto Rican Day Parade in New York City, you'll be a little bit racist against Puerto Ricans. Not all of them. I'm just saying there's definitely scenarios where, you know, they're running around with their flags and their horns and they're fucking, you know.
I have some Latin America friends. I've gone to Latin America twice. I got no problem with the Latin Americans.
I don't either. I'm just saying that, you know.
After reading your blog today, that wasn't a preemptive racist thing. It was just like, there's no good way to say it. Like, I have friends.
And your boy Feidelberg.
It sounds like weird, but like, I have some Latin American friends, and I like them.
The best part about that blog was that you read the article. It was like, it makes you seem less racist to a point. So basically it's just like, you're still racist and you can't say anything, but just the idea of it, like being able to say, oh yeah, I have a black friend, and having people think that you're less racist is pretty fucking sweet.
That makes perfect sense. The most racist person would have zero black friends. If you have one, you are less racist than that person. I never really thought that excuse didn't work. So,
And then I used the only picture I could find was of when Mo was on the rundown.
Even a picture with Mo, just like a video call.
Yeah, Mo's just like two boxes away. Me and my best black friend.
So is this the first question in KFC Radio history we don't like have any sort of
advice? I'm trying to think. I was like, I would say probably maybe ease your way into it. Don't go like having her cook some like paella or, you know, exotic or something. Like, don't shove it down their throat, I guess.
Also, don't you think maybe like she's from, like her family's from Spain? Like, just to get ease into the like Spanish thing and then be like, actually, it's more like Hispanic, Puerto Rican.
I think here's your best bet is she's voting for Trump. And then it's like,
doesn't matter that you're Puerto Rican.
Right? These racist parents are like, they're obviously voting for Trump. So it's like, oh, they're not all bad. And then you kind of open their world to the fact that like, if you have brown skin, you can still be a good person.
So you got to, well, not a good, you have to convince your Puerto Rican girlfriend to act racist around your racist parents.
Well, or you go the completely other way. And you basically like have her drop a couple gringos, a couple stupid white people, and just get it out all on the table. Being like, airing of grievances, first date, you hate me, I hate you, let's do it. I feel like then at least the barrier comes down and you can make those jokes. Like, you know, could say spick and gringo and all that shit.
That's either going to work or crash and burn.
I'm not saying it's the safe route. But I'm just giving you a route that you could go down. and just be like, let's just have a ton of racial humor. Let's have a big blowout. Let's everyone get mad at each other. Then we can forever do the racist humor.
If you're so openly, if you're both so openly racist, I do feel like there's a middle ground where it's like, I hate you and I wish you didn't exist.
Right.
But I respect how much you hate me too.
I was going to say, it's also just like anything else when you bring home a girl, like when the in-law shit starts, they're probably not going to really like each other. And everyone will just keep their like shit quiet. Like, I don't like because she's Puerto Rican. And they're going to be like, I don't like them because they're racist white people. But we're just going to like smile, grin, and bear it because that's what you have to do with.
Right. No family is perfect. Right. So.
You know who gets away with this bullshit a lot, Dan? This is your folks. The Jews get away with this whole like we're only breeding from within thing. And no one really cares. But like, aren't like Jews like only allowed to marry Jews?
My dad married my mom, who's Irish Catholic, so that's – I don't – it doesn't work for me.
You're not off or Jay then. That doesn't count.
Yeah, it doesn't really work for
me. You're not deep enough into the tribe.
But I feel like I
am literally – you're literally staring at proof, putting that to rest. That's not true. You're staring at it.
I think largely, though, I feel like I hear that shit all the time. Like, oh, you got to find a nice Jewish lady.
Yeah, I do.
My mom's not, was not, like, is not ethnically Jewish, so she never had, she's not like, put on your coat, like, put on your coat, it's getting cold when it's, like, 60 degrees out. Like, my mom's a forget every, you know, live and then you die. Don't talk about your problems.
The hardcore Jews want you to stay. Yeah.
Jewish mother. The Jewish mother wants, and so I obviously have never had to deal with that. So the Jewish mother definitely is like does that pressure, like find a nice Jewish girl, like come on. So
every girl I ever brought home, I had to they're always Yankee fans, and I had to be like, yo, don't ever like talk about being a Yankee fan in front of my mother. I brought the girl I dated in college. I brought her home, we were walking in the door, and I was like, yo, just remember, like, don't ever talk about the Yankees. And the Yankees were on TV, and like I think Matsui hit like a 2-run double, and she just kind of went like.
That's awesome.
My mom was like, what the fuck is that? It might as well have been like a Puerto Rican girl in the house that she was like racist against. It was like, well, this is now ruined. This is probably like irreconcilable. So, you know, there's sometimes you just have to be like, yeah, I'm dating that Yankee fan that you hate. I'm dating that Puerto Rican that you hate. And you just got to deal with it.
Uh-oh, Kevin. Real time KFC radio.
Uh-oh.
Black cloud coming.
What did
he
do?
Just tweeted. Someone tweeted him, does Belichick haunt your dreams?
And he
wrote, I own him.
How could you, what does that mean?
Make the playoffs once, Brandon. You've never made the playoffs.
What, because they beat him, you know, week, what was that, 16, 15 this year?
Oh, man.
I
was so close to, when we were in San Francisco, I was so close to, like, he passed me too quickly. I was going to yell out, how many times you've been at the gym this week with all your media obligations? He was doing like six a days with the media shit.
We've had this conversation a million times before. I know what you're saying. I'm probably going. This is the other shoe is going to drop one day, but with the production he put up this year, he had the most touchdowns in the league, Dan.
Best Bears wide receiver of all time.
Yeah,
I know.
I just can't. Get up!
He's
too upset.
Statistically,
about that.
The best Bears wide receiver of all time. I know. Just wait.
I own him. That's not a good look. All right, one more, and we'll call it a day. Let me see. Let me pick a good one here. Taylor Swift, Russia, White Collar, for the Grammys. This could be interesting. This is just titled "Totally Let Down by Something." This could go a million different ways.
What's up, KFC Radio? Fights Big Cat. This is your boy JJ from Colorado with the release of The Life of Pablo, which I think is a good album. I know you hate it. You're the player.
All right, we're out on that one. How about blowjobs? We can always just go with blowjobs.
What's up, boys? Kyle from Boston, long-time listener. So we have this friend who last year had a party. We took down, hands down, the ugliest girl's V-card at the party. But the funny part is she's known throughout the town as, like, the BJ girl. She's blown, like, 32 of the guys around, except our friend actually threw her away. So now since then, for the past, like, 6 months, we've been ripping on him all the time, normal shit. But we came up with a proposal that if he fucked her again, sober, we'll never bring it up the rest of our lives. The question is, if you were in his position, would you guys do it? Would you fuck her? Thanks.
All right, I feel like I actually do have to recap this one, even though everyone can hear now. The girl who just blows everyone, who's like an ugly virgin and she's just a mouth, their buddy actually has sex with her, takes her V-card, and is now getting clowned relentlessly by them. And the only way they'll stop is if he has sex with her again sober. I mean, would anybody...
I don't know. I mean, like, how ugly? Like, I don't really care. I guess I never really cared, like, oh, you fucked an ugly girl. Like, so?
I never did either. I hated that because I've always... My main thing, I've always said, like, if I could go back in time, I would just, like, fuck anybody, anything. I would never have, like, I'd never be worried about my friends making fun of me. I'd be never worried about, like, stupid made-up standards. You live your life, have so much more fun. So I never, like, clowned on people, but everybody else does. I mean, that's always a...
But it's always, like gonna rag on you make for. Fun of it yourself. It's just like getting made fun of for anything. Like, oh, yeah, I fucked that ugly girl. That was fucking gross.
Right.
Next own topic.
It. You gotta just own it, yeah.
Who actually gets embarrassed? Like, ah, oh, you had sex with a woman who doesn't meet my standards.
That's what I'm saying. So, like, part of me is saying... I wouldn't care about you making fun of me, but I probably also wouldn't care about having sex with her again. So, like, I guess right. I would bang her again if you guys stopped making fun of me, but I don't really care either way. Bottom line is I would take any sex I can get is what I'm kind of hitting at. So,
I probably wouldn't just to be fuck you. I'd be like, fuck you. I'm not doing it again. Just cause like you think your words bother me that much. I'm not fucking, even if it did bother me, I'd be like, I'm not fucking her just to fucking prove a point to you.
Can't give him any satisfaction. All right, we'll end it on that. Is your last words from Feidelberg? Just fuck fat girls and don't care what your friends say. That's good advice. It's actually sound advice to not worry about the standards of your friends. 156 in the books. We will catch you next week, same time, normal time, back to Thursday, out on Friday. We'll catch you then.
This is Barstool.
BarstoolSports.com. Is that right? BarstoolSports.com.
It's your boy KFC.
Become kind of a craze. Become kind of a craze.
Your boy Big Cat.
Kind of a craze. Kind of a craze.
And your boy Feidelberg.
So go to BarstoolSports.com. If you do, God bless you.
You listen to KFC Radio.